It's the Blood Canvas.
You know, so we live in an era where all these athletes say that they don't look on social media, they don't care what's on the news, but they do.
Pro-black being, you know, just us celebrating us, you know, us being able to, you know, to survive in, you know, such a meager time.
With DCST.
I'm telling you, the reason why the gossip industry, why people love gossip, it goes back to our own insecurities. We love to see the rise and the fall of human beings.
This is a little saying that I like to say, and it's as simple as smart people don't make the same dumb mistake more than once.
Nobody wants to stand up for what's right. Nobody wants to be on the right side of history. They just want to go along for the ride. They literally want to just be a molecule that just floats in a straight line and just doesn't bump anybody or cause any change. You do not want that whatsoever, man.
Yeah, most people don't really care about your teeth. But you kill a dog or two, I don't know, or rape somebody, then yeah. But, you know, cheating though. Yeah, nobody really cares.
She let me doo-doo in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, but I didn't want to go there. You think it's fun to like, huh? You know what I'm saying? She let me do a Cleveland steamer. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She said we can do it next week. Niggas, you better stand.
Or get your ass out the league.
Okay, Nelson, I'ma get it, man.
And now, ECST.
Usually do this if I'm drunk or I'm high, but I'm both right now, got me talking about my life. I don't usually do this if I'm drunk or I'm high, but I'm both right now. Yeah, I'm both. Yeah, I had a drink, yeah, I smoked. Yeah, you think that I need you, but I don't.
No, bitch! I don't need nobody!
What up, EC? How you feeling, man?
Man, no voice, ST, man. How you living, son?
Man, I'm trying to maintain, G. You know how it is.
Man, you're trying to live, man. So, hey, did you hear that? Those new Drake singles?
No, not yet. I ain't listened to them, but hopefully they straight.
Yeah, man. People are buzzing about it. Like last weekend, they were just talking about, man, he's out, man. This shit about to be hot. So I ain't heard that junk yet, but you know how.
Man, I hope so, because More Life is triggity trash.
No, guy, about to make some enemies on this bitch. Yes, he said, come at me, niggas. Yeah. Like, man, Drake fans are about as like volatile as fucking Beyonce fans, man. Hell yeah, man. Like, you can't say shit. You can't critique them niggas, and if you do, like, man, it's gonna be ain't gonna be smooth sailing for you, dog, at all.
Hey, we keep it 100. All the time. You know, like, I'm willing to admit that Drake has, you know, had a clutch on the game for quite a while. But, you know, I don't pull no punches when it's trash. I don't care what it is. If it ain't good, it ain't good.
Yeah, you gotta, man.
And I'm a Drake fan. So, like, you got to keep it real, like, all the time. Like, you know, I'm not finna celebrate you if it sound like shit.
Hell yeah, dude, because... Like, anybody can have, like, some down... Anybody can have, like, a downtime, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, part of the game.
Yeah, it's definitely part of the game, dude. Like, everything can be hot.
Yeah.
Like, it just can't, man. But, man, speaking of which, man, I got a funny story, man. I was, dude, I remember I was at this hotel, man. Yeah. And I was, it was like a little party or whatever in downtown Atlanta. And this guy was talking to this dude. He was like, hey, man. Hey, man, I need a room, man. And then somebody needs to buy me a room. So this dude walking up to random people, telling me, buy me a hotel room. And then one guy said, no. And then the guy bucked up, man. You know how you buck up at people? Like, I'm about to fight. He's like, man, it's like, fuck you, nigga. Dog, I, like, walked around the corner, started laughing. It was like, why are you being mad at a stranger for not buying you a room? Like, dude, what's going on, man?
Yeah,
this shit was insane, dude. Like, the dude was literally just going around the whole.
Yeah, get your paper up.
Hell yeah, man. He's like, man, Like, he walked over to me, and I was like, I can't help you. Like, I don't even want to be here. And he was like, man, you know, I'm trying to find a place, man. It's about to be 3 in the morning, man, trying to be homeless. I was like, how'd you get here, dog?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how'd you get here, dude? Like, this shit was sad. This shit was just funny as hell. Like, he was literally, like, bucking at people, like point-blank range in their face because they wouldn't buy him a hotel room. That shit was funny as shit. Like, he wasn't leaving, like, 10 people. I should have did a video of it to put up on our Twitter, man. But that shit was fucking hilarious, dude. I was like, the audacity of people with this day and age just thinking, like, man, somebody owe you something, man.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not owed shit in this world, dude. You gotta get through your head, man.
Nah, sound like dude need to do a self-assessment.
Hell yeah, we're gonna talk about that today on today's motherfucking episode. But speaking of predictions and shit, EC was right, my niggas!
Yeah.
EC was right, so...
Yeah, you had it.
We made our Super Bowl predictions last week, so if you haven't heard it, go back and check. And then we didn't do no editing, because, you know, once we put it up, we done. Because, you know, we ain't about all that bullshit. But yeah. ST picked the Jaguars and the Vikings, and I picked the Patriots and the Eagles. And even though I'm right, I'm still not happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, because like I told y'all, the Patriots made the Super Bowl. I ain't watching that shit. Because the Eagles will not beat the Patriots. The Patriots, it's going to be a close game. And then in the end, Brady's going to just drive down the field. And he's going to kick a field goal. Or he's going to throw a touchdown. That's what's going to end up happening, man. And it's going to be his sixth ring. And then people are already going to blow his nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts now. The more than what it is already.
Yeah, he's going to be the Michael Jordan of the NFL.
He is, man. No matter how much you hate on him, he is. Because he getting his sixth ring. Ain't nothing stopping this shit. Nothing stopping it, man. Nothing, dog. You give Belichick 2 weeks to plan on your ass.
Yeah.
You fucked.
It's a wrap.
Because that D-line, the D-line for the Eagles is good.
Yeah.
But they weren't really getting that much pressure on Case Keenum.
No, they weren't.
They weren't, man. If you don't get pressure on Brady, man.
Exit on out the tunnel.
Yeah, go ahead and etch in under like the Super Bowl, you know, the Lombardi Trophy, go ahead and put New England Patriots. Go ahead and do that shit right now. They probably already did it. Just got that shit sitting up somewhere in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think the thing that helped out the Eagles in that Vikings game, man, they had so much momentum.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, like it made zero sense. Like they, like it's like the Vikings all of a sudden, like they woke up and just realized who they were.
Yep, yeah.
Like they just lost all of it, man.
But the Minnesota, their defense on the road, was suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because you know having a crowd behind you at home and being comfortable at home helps out a lot, man.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, man, playing at home helps out a lot. So once again, we don't have a Super Bowl where the home team is playing at home. I don't think we're ever going to have it because I know the Super Bowl is here in Atlanta.
Yep.
Next year. Atlanta has a chance.
Yeah, they do.
They have a chance, but they'll find a way to fuck it up because they already know they already done fucked it up by keeping Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah.
They should have went out and got Todd Haley. When Todd Haley became available, it's like, all right, Steve, peace.
Yeah.
Point blank, man, because the only reason he's not in Pittsburgh anymore, which I'm happy about, is because him and Ben don't get along.
Yeah.
Dude, I was pop blocking when I saw Todd Haley leaving, man. Because Todd Haley really... Okay, so Todd Haley going to the Browns. This is smart on Todd Haley part. You know why, right?
Yeah.
Because when Hugh get fired, all they're going to do is like, man, you run it.
He's going to take over.
Yep, he's going to take over. He already like, I got my future job right here.
Yeah.
And Hugh talking about, what you say? I got my future job right here, nigga. You heard me.
Like, that's Hugh, a fun time, nigga.
Hell yeah. Hugh Jackson got 2 years tops.
Yeah, if that.
Hell yeah, man. And,
if that.
It's kind of crazy because Josh Allen already, y'all know he's a quarterback for a Wyoming quarterback. He's coming out this year for the NFL draft. He already said he wanted to be the savior of the Browns. And I was like, oh, calm down, Josh.
Yeah.
Calm your ass down.
You jumping to get kicked out the league in 3 years.
Hell yeah, but he wanted number one pick overall money. That's what he wants. And then every other quarterback has been on record saying they don't want to play for the Browns. I know Rosen from UCLA said he does not want to play for the Browns. And Sam Darnold said they don't want to play for the Browns, dude.
Yeah.
And Baker Mayfield came out and said he want to play for the damn Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I blame him, though. Because, I mean, if you are, you know, Baker Mayfield, you already think that you better than, you know,
Tannehill.
Yeah. So I mean, and you know, who knows? He might be, because if you think about it, Tannehill hasn't measured up.
Sure not, man. He's a wide receiver converted to a quarterback, man.
Like, come on, man. They wasted $96 million on him.
He did, man.
He did nothing, dude. They had to go get a quarterback from out of the broadcast booth who probably would have been subpar at that.
Hell yeah. He'll be just as good in the booth as he is on the field. Garbage. Yeah.
So
shit, man. Jay Cutler robbed the damn Dolphins, dude.
He robbed CBS or whoever else he got.
He was Fox, man. Romo was CBS.
Yeah, that's Fox. Right. Yeah. He robbed whoever. Yeah, he robbed them.
So now that we know the Super Bowl, who do you think gonna win it? Because I already know the Patriots gonna win it. Who you think?
Yeah,
gonna win it?
I mean it's only so many times you can go against the Patriots and be wrong. So I'm gonna just go ahead and pick the Patriots.
Man, they just gonna win, man. They gonna with or without Gronk. You saw Gronk got blasted, and they were like, okay, whatever. They need to drop his ass. He need to become a free agent, because I think.
But they won't though. That's the thing. Like they won't allow him to go to another team, even though he's injury prone as all hell. They won't allow that.
Yeah, because the only reason Ozzie said the only reason we didn't take him was because of his track record, and now I'm glad we didn't take him, even though. The Patriots got the best years out of him.
He would have been a beast if he was with y'all, though.
Yeah, but he would have been injured too. And then we don't have that kind of team, because when we find talent, we lean on them motherfuckers so bad, like you know how like you see like one of them old like raggedy doors and like got bent the wrong way, and like the joints about to pop. That's all how we like rely on to like top talent when they come to Baltimore, nigga. That niggas be folded backwards when they leave our ass, nigga. Like for real. So if he did come to the squad, man, it would have been another Ty Heap situation where every time like motherfucker Grunt running the fade or running like a bubble screen, they motherfuckers know what's going to him.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have lasted long because they're already injury prone.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think y'all would have got just as much out of him as the Patriots would have, though. You know, teams know when they're passing to him and they still can't stop it.
They can't stop that,
so
nigga, man.
If they, you know, just think about it. If it's another quarterback with a better arm throwing to him, come on now. Yeah. Y'all would have got at least two or three Super Bowls out of Gronk. Easy.
And I swore, I was telling everybody in our group, all our boys, I was like, man, Flacco at least gonna get two rings. After he got that first one, I was like, man, he gonna at least get two, and we'll be done with him. Now I think that's it. I think he's gonna just get one, and he's gonna go down as the franchise best quarterback as of right now. And that's kind of sad.
They ain't saying much at all,
man. So at least the ceiling not going to be high for whoever got to take over for Brady once he finally retired. Do you know the amount of pressure is going to be? They're going to run through. I'll say, I'm making a prediction right now. And somebody put this shit in the fucking time capsule. The Patriots, once Tom Brady is done, the Patriots are going to run through at least six quarterbacks before they find their new franchise quarterback. They run through at least six.
That's if Belichick leaves.
Belichick gone, man. I'm talking about the one Belichick and Brady leave. I'm talking about that new era. That new era is going to be fucking hot garbage, and I can't wait. Oh my God. Like, I'm orgasmic over it, dude. I can't wait for this shit. I want them niggas to fucking fail. Y'all can tell I hate the Patriots, right? I hate it with a passion.
Yeah. I mean, and you have a right to, but, you know, because they, you know, they beat your team, but.
Yeah,
I mean,
fuck.
Yeah, but I mean, other than that, if you were just hating on the Patriots just to be hating on them, then, you know, a lot of people would try to say maybe you hate success or maybe you hate winners.
Yeah, I hate winners. Like, man, the only reason I hate the Patriots is because they stopped us two times from making it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, two times, dude, and this shit just pisses me the fuck off. Other than that, you can't, if anybody says any other coach is better than Bill Belichick, you're a hater. You a hater, you a liar. He's the best coach, football coach of all time, period.
Yeah, period.
And Brady's he's the GOAT, dude. He's the GOAT.
I think, man, I don't know. I think he's the product of a system, though.
He is, man. He is. But
I don't know, because Garoppolo balled out in that system, but he's doing fine as of right now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I think what also helps Brady is that he has the passion. He has the passion to be great, to learn. He knows he's not, you know, physically touted with the best, you know, so he's got to do what he has to do. He has to be about his mental game. That's going to give him an edge over, you know, whatever defense he's playing across.
That's why he be doing the avocado ice cream bullshit and going to sleep at 7 o'clock at night every night.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, you know, to gain any kind of advantage you want. Yeah. Man, like, transitioning over to the NBA, man, I'm pissed because Jason Kidd got fired, man, because I feel like they were on the cusp of doing something, you know, great. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think that general manager was doing the best he could by assembling, you know, the kind of squad that he had. So, I mean, I don't know, man. But, you know, I was reading the reports, you know, via Bleacher Report and ESPN, and they were saying, you know, Giannis, you know, the Greek Freak was, you know, devastated that, you know, Jason Kidd got fired. And, you know, my question is, who can they bring in that's going to, you know, I guess get him past the point where Jason got him? Because before Jason Kidd got there, nobody was even thinking about the Bucks.
True one, dude. Mark Jackson, Fizdale, dude. Those are the names that's coming out as being the next David coach Fizdale. Is coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're talking about Fizdale being the Lakers coach. I don't really want him.
Man, David Fizdale is a great coach. And Memphis Grizzlies, they effed up big time by getting rid of him. So that's their loss.
Yeah.
David Fizdale is a great coach. And it's just David Fizdale didn't have a great roster to deal with. And you got two players that's eating the cap up, making like $28 million a year.
Who was it? Well, Gasol?
Gasol and Mike Conley, who I believe, I don't think he's played up to, you know,
his potential.
No, I don't think so at all. So, I don't know. I think he's like, I guess you think about game managers. I think he's the perfect example of a game manager in NBA basketball, because he's not the best, you know, assist man, you know. Like, I don't think there's anything about his game that, you know, deserves that type of money, but hey, he got it. So, you know, it's his job to live up to it. But yeah, David Fizdale, like that's a great coach. And I would love to see Mark Jackson get another try.
Yeah, because I'm going to keep it real. If Mark Jackson would have stayed on, he would have won them rings too.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It was a matter of time.
Yeah, he would have got those rings too, man. It wouldn't have been any different. People just trying to give Steve Kerr all that credit, talking about the team just gelled when Steve got here. I'm like, man, fuck that. Nah, man. No, dude. Mark Jackson could have did that too. I don't want to hear that, man, shit.
I heard Draymond, like, they be punking Steve Kerr out.
I wouldn't even doubt it, dude. I wouldn't even doubt it. They be like, man, Steve, get your bad back ass on somewhere. All right, Draymond, you know what I'm saying? You know what you're doing out here, guys. I'm going to go sit in the back and try to, you know, take some Advil and sit down, okay? Yeah, man. So what you think about all this drama about the NBA's All-Star game where Curry and LeBron get to pick the players, and people are already asking Kyrie, talking about, you be mad if LeBron don't pick you.
and of course, you know, Chuck and Shaq on side of the NBA have been lobbying for, you know, the whole drafting process to be televised.
It should be televised.
Yeah,
we need that drama.
Exactly. Just to create more drama within the league, the players.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, but my thing is like, they can pick anybody from like either side, either the east or the west.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, I don't know. That's like, they, I don't know, man. Sometimes
they're trying to find ways to spice this up, man, but you can't, yeah, because nobody's going to play defense because nobody want to get hurt. It's an All-Star game.
Yeah. I was just about to say, man, I don't know. I think they don't need to, you know, fix what's not broken. So I guess I haven't really been paying too much attention to the All-Star, you know, the whole All-Star thing in quite a while.
Yeah. Go my bad. Go ahead.
No, I was done.
Yeah. Being honest, I just watched the skills challenges and, you know, yeah. Duck contest. I don't really watch the game. The game would be like background noise. Every year it's the background noise, dude. And I don't really be sitting there watching, oh, look at the alley-oop. Like half the time people just be was it snow dogging, whatever, what they call that shit where you just stay down there by the basket, you don't run down and play defense.
Cherry picking.
Yeah. Somebody they'd be cherry picking, dudes be just throwing the ball like all the way down the court, dudes be just doing dunks. Like,
yeah.
Like just like the NFL, like the Pro Bowl. Everything should just be a skills challenge and just have no game. And that's it.
Just be named to a team like an all pro team.
Yeah, just name to all pro team and go on your credit so you can get a better contract. You have more leverage with contract negotiations when the time comes up.
Basically, a Pro Bowl like just be like an all star selection where it's just like, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. It's just like, you know, I guess a nice little personal accolade that you can, you know, use as leverage during contract season.
Well, not in that way, because it is an honor and it also shows your greatness on being a Pro Bowler or an All-Star. Yeah. Because that kind of helps people figure out if you're a Hall of Famer or not.
Yeah, but you got to think about this, though. When they instituted the fan vote.
Yeah, it kind of messed up everything.
Yeah, it kind of ruined everything because now, you know, it's basically, you know, it's based off what other people think. It's not, you know, it's more of a popularity contest.
Yeah, more of a fan thing. Yeah.
Yeah, then you know, your actual work on the court.
I think, like, I don't know, every All-Star game, like, the dudes that's been selected, like, the first team, then I said, like, they niggas deserve it. It's never been a year where I was, like, the star was like, oh, a fan got him in. Like, the motherfuckers balled out. I can't think of, like, one or, like, Pro Bowl either where, like, who?
Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, which year?
Every year he got voted in to be a starter.
Dirk a baller, man.
Let me break this down. Dirk can ball, but his team is always trash. They always have a losing season by the All-Star break, and he get voted in to be an All-Star. That don't make sense to me. Now, I don't know. Maybe somebody behind the scenes fudging some numbers, but I don't, you know, it's plenty of times where I felt like Dirk didn't deserve the starter nod over somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think it should be the league and the players get to vote the starters. And then, like,
See, that's the thing. You can't count on the players either. Because, you know, this is, what, the second year in a row, like, the players have been voting for players that nobody even heard of. Like, niggas that ride the bench 95% of the season.
Well, yeah. I don't know. The way it should be tweaked, it should be like, I think fan vote should only be no more than 20% of the voting process. Mm. That's pretty much it. That's for NBA, NFL, whatever, NHL, you watch that bullshit, baseball, all of it. I think fans vote should only be 20% of it, and then everything else is done by
maybe like coaches or, you know.
Yeah,
like
not even media, really, man, because media has their biases, too.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody has biases.
Which is why the NFL Pro Hall of Fame is so effed up.
Oh, okay. All right, so who you think shouldn't be in there?
Who do I think shouldn't be in there?
I don't even think kickers should be in the NFL Hall of Fame. I don't think they should be in that bitch. Except for maybe, I'll take that back. Adam Vinatieri is a Hall of Famer. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
Because he's gotten Tom Brady a few of his rings.
Hell yeah. He got him two of them bitches. Hell yeah. Without him, he started the dynasty, he won for his ass. And they don't even talk about him. That's fucked up. That's fucked up, man.
I won't say that. I don't know. It's hard to say who shouldn't be in the, you know, Hall of Fame. Who, man? I don't know. It's really hard because the reason why is because you got guys like Dan Marino who's in the Pro Hall of Fame and he deserves to be there. On the other side, he's never won a ring. So,
that was a prerequisite to be a Hall of Famer, nigga. Like half a cannon would be empty, dude.
Yeah. So, man. I don't know. I feel like I feel like you have to have a mountain's worth of, you know, credit. Yeah, like you have to have done something, you know, in your career that could amount to a Super Bowl ring. Like, I think if Drew Brees had never won a Super Bowl, but he puts up the kind of stats that he does,
he's in there.
I think he you know, without that Super Bowl ring, I think Drew could still get in there. But then you got, you know, I don't know, like, you know, like Flacco.
Oh, he's not a Hall of Famer. He ain't a Hall of Famer at all. Him or Eli. Both of them niggas should not even, like, get in. Both of them shouldn't even be in the conversation, especially Eli. Is not a fucking Hall of Famer, y'all. He's not.
Exactly.
Period.
That's my point. Yeah. Like, you got quarterbacks that have won rings and don't really measure up to, they like, don't. You know, they don't have a mountain of work that says, oh, man, he is without a doubt a Hall of Fame. He's Hall of Fame worthy. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, it's hard, man. It's hard. It's hard to, you know, kind of shave that down.
Living in a Hall of Fame. Well, yeah, we'll definitely see, man. You know, oh, yeah, speaking of Hall of Fame, before we get off of sports, man, and get to the show, will Till get fucked this year? Yes.
I don't know. It may be the first time they actually put two receivers in.
Dog, that shit ain't happening, dog.
It might not, but yeah. it possibly could, though.
If that happens, I'm gonna lose my mind. Like, they let Randy and T.O. in? T.O.?
Yeah.
Wow. Because it'd be Randy, T.O., Ray getting in on his first shot.
Yep.
That coon ass nigga. Motherfucker disappointed me. He's my favorite player of all time, cooning. Yeah. Isn't it Gonzalez?
What, Tony?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer.
That motherfucker first ballot. But yeah, is it his year though? Hold on.
I don't know. Tony, that's the thing. It might be. If it is, man, that's. I'd hate to be a voter, dude. I hate to be a voter.
Yeah, because I would be like, let me see, Hall of Fame. We're gonna look at this shit real quick and see.
Yep, Hall of Fame finalists.
2018 finalists. Let's see who in this bitch. Let's see. All right, come on. Someone just give me a list and stop trying to write a fucking article. All right, here it is.
I know. Like, they give you a novel. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tony Boselli. Forgot about that dude.
So it's Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher. Sorry, Brian. Edrin James. Sorry, Edrin.
Yep.
Randy Moss, T.O., Isaac Bruce. Sorry, Isaac.
Yep.
Lynch, Dawkins. Sorry, Dawkins. Even though Dawkins is better than Lynch in my mind, they're going to put Lynch in. Everson Walls. I don't remember that nigga, so he must be one of the older players. Ty Law, Tony Boselli, Kevin Mawai, Joe Jacoby, Steve Hutchinson, he should get in, Alan Faneca. So, yes. Yeah, so, what's face not even up yet? Because he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer, so Gonzalez not I up
think,
yet.
Yeah, I think Faneca might get in next year.
How many get in? Is it five or something like that? I think it's like five or six.
Yeah, I think so.
So, mine would be Ray, Randy, Dawkins, Hutchinson.
You got to think they're gonna. I don't know. I think they're gonna put John Lynch in.
No, and I'm talking about this. Who I want?
Oh, okay.
Lynch. I know Lynch gonna get it over Dawkins. Dawkins was a beast, dude.
Yeah, he was.
He was a fucking beast. And I don't know why the fuck Ty Law here. I don't know, dude. I do not know why he's here. I hope the NFL voters fuck with Randy and T.O. will put Isaac Bruce in before them, dude. I would lose it. No, that would be funny as fuck. No, yeah. I would lose it, man. to put a bow on it, man. Who you got for NFL MVP?
Man, you already know they finna give it to Brady.
Yeah, fuck this shit. All right, y'all. Welcome to another great episode of the Blake Cabbage Podcast. We are a weekly podcast show that comes on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your favorite podcasting services, which is iTunes, AudioMac, Stitcher, and YouTube. You can also find us on your favorite social media sites at Blake Cabbage ECST on Twitter, at Blake Cabbage ECST on Instagram, and the same for Facebook.
Yep.
And without further ado, let's get into the news.
Let's get it.
All
NXT.
Yeah.
What the fuck going on with your girl Monique, man? What's going on with that bitch? Talking about boycotting Netflix. Is this bitch crazy?
Yeah. I mean, I saw the video that they posted. I think it was last week, I think I saw that.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't even, like, it was just playing. Like, I didn't have the volume. I didn't have the volume on.
Yeah.
And I could just tell by her facial expressions, her mouth. I mean, everything. Yeah. Like, I could just tell. I was like, oh, yeah, she pissed off. But I feel like, man, I already know that everything that she's saying right now is falling on deaf ears. So yeah, it's like, man. I don't even know why. Like, I just read the headline. I was like, oh, you lost already.
Yeah, dude. Right.
And her main reason for protesting is because she's getting paid less than what Dave Chappelle got paid.
And Amy Schumer, because Amy Schumer got
yeah,
which is kind of fucked up.
Yeah,
but she got paid. What she say? She said $11 million.
Who? Amy Schumer.
Yeah, Amy Schumer got paid $11 million for her special.
How much did they give Monique?
Well, they will offer her $500,000, my nigga. Dang. Here, hey, Amy, yeah, boy, here's a banquet. Hey, Monique, here's 2 for $5 from Burger King. Hope you like it. Like, dude, $500,000 versus $11 million. I understand why she pissed.
I can't blame her for that. Like, dude, it's like, yeah, yeah, that's pretty bad. And you know, for Amy Schumer, her criticisms is that she been stealing jokes. So it's like, wait a minute, you finna pay somebody, you know, $11 million to tell more jokes that somebody else wrote.
Yeah.
Like, and probably performed on TV. So I can understand why she's upset. I think I would at least try to negotiate for more money before I just went out and just said, all right, boycott Netflix.
Because her opportunity with Netflix is over now.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yep.
But I think the biggest thing, man, like, you gotta look at the circumstances of the situation. Amy Schumer is in the limelight.
Exactly.
She's been, she's been living on the footsteps of Dave Chappelle since he left his show on Comedy Central. So, like, you gotta look at everything. Like, you gotta look at, who's hot. Who is mainstream right now? Like, the last thing we know Monique from, I can't speak for anybody else, but the last thing I really know her from is Precious. I can't think of what she's done since then.
Yeah, me either. I was about to say Charm School, or that show that she was on that made her famous? Moesha?
I think it's the Parkers.
The Parkers, yeah. Like, that far back, dude.
Yeah, both of those things are at least, like, 10, 15 years ago.
Exactly, man. And then she said on the video, she said, why are you offering me this, Amy Schumer this? And they said Amy Schumer has sold out Madison Square Garden. She has multiple movies out. And she had another comedy special that did well. And they said, yeah, we're offering you this much money because of your resume. She's talking about, I'm the greatest female comedian of all time. And I was just looking at this. I was looking at the screen and I was just like, I love you, Monique, but no. Nah.
Yeah, I think.
No, nah, sweetheart.
Yeah, and I think her biggest claim to stardom, I think, didn't she win an Oscar? She won an Oscar or something. I think it was something big she won.
Did she win an Oscar?
I think it was an Oscar. So I think from that,
Yeah. She thought it was going to just be because it was for Precious, and she thought this would just catapult her career. But other than that, it ain't did shit for her since, man.
Yeah, but what she forgot that after she won that, she got blackballed from Hollywood.
Yep.
So, like I said, you got to look at everything. Like, you got to look at all circumstances of the situation. Just because, all right, you won this Oscar, but you gotta remember that, for a while, people wasn't messing with you.
Nah, I sure wasn't.
So, from that, Like, yeah, I think 500,000 is low. I think that's real low. They could at least offer a couple million.
They could have, like, being honest, they could have said, we get 4.5 million.
Yeah.
If I were her, I would have taken it.
Oh, yeah.
And I still would have been like, man, why is Amy Schumer getting paid 11 million? Yeah, exactly. I still would have been like, I'm still taking it, though.
Yeah, exactly. I would have took my 4.5 million and my special would have been something so retarded that it's just undeniable.
Yeah.
Like that way, so when I come back for renegotiations, nah, bro, you're going to have to up that, cuz I just, you know, I just gave y'all all kinds of viewership. I'm going to need at least 11 now.
Hell yeah. Yeah, exactly, man. See, kind of sometimes you got to play the long game.
Yeah.
And stop, you know, coming to the meetings with your ego. But I still think I'm not on Netflix side. I still think they fucked Monique. They should have gave her more money. They fucked her, dude. They should have gave her more money. They should have offered her more money, man. They got money. They got money come out the ass, man. Even though they are almost bankrupt.
Yeah, I was about to say they might be siphoning.
Yeah, but shit, they could still at least could have broke her off, man. That was that's actually kind of like probably like a lowball joke that they wanted to do.
It probably was. I mean, you never know. Like, you know, they probably would have said that, and then, you know, I guess if she had been a good sport about it, you know, they probably would have, we know you worth more than that. But yeah, her accomplishments, you know, have, you know, blinded her reality.
Yeah, you're only good as your last, being in especially in Hollywood and in sports, you're only good as what the last thing you've done.
Andre 3000 said it best. He said, you focus on the past, your ass will be a has-butt. You know?
That's real, dude.
Yeah.
That's real, man. So, man, I hope everything will work out for you, Monique. It was kind of sad because somebody on Instagram put like a little video together. And it was just like, she was saying, well, the part where she's like, I'm the greatest female comedian of all time. They had like a laugh track from Another Professor when Eddie Murphy like wasn't the professor anymore. He was a skinny version of himself.
Yeah,
and remember he was like laughing for like a long ass time.
Yeah,
like,
ah, ha, ha, ha.
Like they had that plan for an extended period of time, and they had other people just looking at her like, this bitch crazy, and he just laughing.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, you give people more ammunition when you just like, especially when you gripe. And you don't have enough supporting your claim.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard, man. I feel bad for her because, you know, this whole time I feel like she hadn't been getting the respect that she deserves. But at the same time, you know, if you're not getting that, especially as a black entertainer.
Yeah.
You cannot be the type of black entertainer who, when you don't get what you deserve, you can't be a whistleblower. Like, you have to grind. Like any other black person in America, you have to grind to get yours.
Yeah, and it's sad. It's sad it's still that way.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Like, it's just for us, like, you know, we got to work twice as hard to get ours.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to get what we deserve the first time.
No.
You know, shout outs to Monique, and I hope, you know, you can, you know, get back on that horse and, you know, get yours and get what you deserve.
And one more thing, man, who gave her the fucking idea to even go on the internet and say boycott a major media brand like that, dude? Yeah, because even like it's some, you know how we are. I saw her with the black girls talking about, I'm sorry, sis, I gotta watch my Stranger Things. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, sorry, boo boo. I gotta get my shit in. Like, man, we're not collectively on code yet.
Yeah.
As far as just black people in America, man.
Yeah, we still for ourselves.
Hell yeah, dude. That's how it's always gonna be. Just like that whole fraternity we made up, me by me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We all we got, nigga. We all we got. But in other news, man. Dog, Sierra up in the news. Talking to Yin Yang and got single women up in arms, man.
Yeah.
So Sierra said that single women need to get married to level up their life.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, and I know if I'm a female, I'm be like, if all I had to do was just hop on an NFL player or a rapper's dick, then I'll be where you at too now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because keeping it real is all she did. She didn't really do anything like grand. She just like, yeah, you know, grinding, controlling. I'm about to hop on your dick. Get yeah. ready. I'm about to hand those wide open. Like, man, she she ain't doing no spectacular, man.
No, like, and basically what we're seeing now is exactly what I said that was going to happen. Like, more and more, you're going to see the real Sierra come out. Like,
yeah.
And what I mean by real, I mean, like, fake and, you know, you know, flogging. More and more, man, like, you're just seeing the corny Sierra come out. And I don't know, man, like, you know how, like,
everybody want to suck. I love it when you want to suck. I'm about to hop on this dick. All right, go ahead. Yeah, I hear talking about, yeah, I hear trying to give women advice and you just doing easy. You taking the fucking easy way out, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Go ahead, man. I'm bad.
Man, you know how, like, some allegiances give people, like, I guess, a false sense of authority
or empowerment. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
So I think that's what her marriage to Russell Wilson is.
Yep.
It's just, it's giving her the, I guess, the gall to come out and say some stupid stuff that will, you know, get, you know, people that got some, I guess, some good common sense look at her like, shut up.
Yeah. Like,
and
I'm
telling you this right now. Sierra gonna, like, I feel this. Like, I feel this happening. I feel like she gonna say some stuff that is gonna get her beat up in the street one day. Because, I feel like, you know, she's gotten to the point where you can't tell her anything.
Yeah, man. Like, dude, all you did was just marry a ball player, man. And I'm not hating on her. I'm happy for her. You know what I'm saying? Life's too short to always be mad about shit, man. I'm happy she found true happiness, man. But just watch how you give advice.
Yeah.
Because even if a random chick got married to a guy, if he's not thorough enough to upgrade his wife, then she's gonna be in the same situation if she was single. So it really don't matter.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
And you know what that statement says to me?
What?
That basically, like, what she said.
Get your dick sucking game up. What
you
saying?
No. Basically, what that statement told me is that Sierra does not believe in herself. That basically tells me that she ain't shit herself. That's what that says to me.
Because if dropping dimes right now, y'all.
I'm telling you, if you honestly think that that makes you a better person, then what does that say about you?
You ain't saying much, my nigga. You ain't saying much, dude.
Like you just spilled out all your worth on, like, in front of, like, millions of people, which is equaling about $2.50 right now.
Hell yeah, man. That shit's fucking crazy, dude. It's like, man, marriage can be a great thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be. It is supposed to be a situation in which you uplift each other.
Yes.
It's a situation in which, you know, it's not just one person uplifting the other. And that's what I think. I think that's what she's coming from.
Yeah, or it's just like you see, like, Sierra sitting on, like, a plate, and you see Russell Wilson, like, under the plate holding it up, like, straight, like, yeah.
Or, like, that famous statue of, like,
the guy holding the globe?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah, dude.
Yep.
The globe is Sierra, and the guy holding it is Russell Wilson. And that shit happens the other way around, too, where women be making the bank, and the guy be sitting up on the bench shoulder like, yeah, bitch. Yeah. Like, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking user, man.
Yeah, she basically just told her life story in that one little sentence.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hate that she feels that way, because she just made herself look like, you know, an even bigger jackass.
Because if you think about it, if I know everybody you've dated, if I know more about your relationship life than I do your career was shit. And I should know all the men you sucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even want to hold on my list of that small titty ass bitch.
You stupid.
I need something to grip on. I wouldn't get that bitch time of day. Y'all talking about whatever, man. She was up in their room naked dancing. I close the door. I take a picture first, then close the door. Like, look at the bitch in my house. But yeah, man, it's just, it's teaching women, like you said, man, it's teaching women how to value themselves.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just like, you need nobody. I'm going to keep it real with you, man. This is how I feel. I don't know how ST feel, but this is how I feel, man. Like, no person should fulfill you to the point where, you know, I feel like I'm complete. You should complete yourself first before you find another mate, man. You can't go out seeking someone to be like, this person now completes me. Because if something happens to that person, like, what's going to happen to you? But, like, if they die, they get cancer, they get hit by a car, they get shot. You know what I'm saying? They do IOS asphyxiation and they jacking their dick while they hanging themselves and they, you know what I'm saying, they kill themselves. Like, what you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, perfect example. Like, you know, my wife, like, she'll say something to me. She's like, well, you know, I want you to be able to do this or do that if something happens to me. And I'll be looking at her like, oh.
Oh, like, no, baby, no.
but it's exactly like that, though. But I don't know. Sierra just makes it seem as if, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't desire to get married. I'm not saying that.
She will a regular dude.
That shouldn't be the main reason for you getting married, is to, you know, I guess to make yourself feel whole or complete, as you said. You know, it just shows you how much she's worth or how much she thinks she's worth.
Yeah. And another thing, man, it's kind of funny because Carrie Hilson was jumping from, you know, from man to man. She found out that shit won't work and she like, I got some new music coming out, y'all.
Yeah.
She got to get that pussy a break. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that pussy got some miles on it. You gotta go and sit back. You know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna lie, man. I asked some more mouse apples pedometer, you know what I'm saying? She wanna, you know, step my way. Shawty swing my way. That's the case, you know what I'm saying? I put 3,000 miles on it, enough for oil change, you know, I go ahead and, you know, bounce one out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, dude, it's just like some young girl gonna see this. And then she's going to stop working on herself and just be like, man, I just need to get me a baller.
Yeah.
If she's smart, then she'll get her a baller and not be like, I just need to get married.
Yeah, as if we don't have enough of that going around right now.
Yeah. There's only so many ball players out here, y'all.
Yeah.
And there's only so many entertainers out here.
And half of them might be gay.
Exactly, dude. Half of them might be with the boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So you definitely got to watch that, man. Yeah. So we just want to just let the ladies know that you don't need a man. Like, y'all already knew this shit anyway, man.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
Yeah, you know that joke already, man. See, you're just talking this foolish, man. You don't need a man to define who you are or to be successful. You can do this shit on your own.
Yeah.
And you don't need a man to complete you, but you can have a man to compliment you and the other way, vice versa. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A man, like, you know, we out here, man, you know, dating, and a female could compliment you as well. Because it should be a complimentary thing. Yeah. It shouldn't be about, like, oh, I'm about to get me a woman so she can complete me, take care of me. Or, I'm going to get me a woman so she can be on my arm or whatever. And then, you know, make me look better in these streets or whatever. Yeah. Both ways, it should be a mutual, mutually beneficial for both of you.
Yeah.
Once you get married, that's what marriage should be about. It shouldn't be about I'm gonna level up once I get with this nigga because he got bread. It shouldn't be that way. But you know how shit works, man.
Yeah.
Nobody want to work for shit.
Nope.
And everybody wants shit handed out to them. Cause I ain't gonna lie, if I was a female and I ain't had nothing going on for me but my good looks and I look really really good.
Yeah,
I'd be going for a baller too. Be spreading my legs going for a baller too. If I just had nothing going on for myself, I was just dumb.
Yeah,
and just try to like have somebody help me stack my money. So when the dude leave me, which he will eventually leave you because he gets tired of you, after he ran up in that shit after a while, at least have something to say, something that you have from the relationship.
Yeah,
you just if I'm a female, that's what my one advice to females: if you want to go out there and get a baller, at least get as much money out of them as you can.
Yeah.
Save it and don't spend it. And then try to learn the business. Like, so whatever he's into, try to learn that business.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's just pretty much it. Maybe we got anything else for the news?
I mean, yeah.
You got the Oscar nominations out. Like, Get Out has been nominated for 1, 2, 3, 4 nominations for Get Out. And I'm gonna say something that's very unpopular, man. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Get Out was just okay. It wasn't great. And people gonna be like, "Oh, he's a hater." No, yeah. You see, you know, he ain't pro black. He say he is. I'm just keeping it real. It was people hyped that movie up so hard that when I saw it, I was like, "Okay, this is it." Now I think that's what fucked it up for me. If I would have seen it without people hyping it up, I would have been like, "Okay, this is a good movie." People was like, "Man, this is the best horror movie of all time." I just think that when black people do something and it's like halfway decent, we blow the shit up.
Yeah, we do.
And we ain't gotta do all that, man. That's another inferiority complex that we have as a people. That if we do anything halfway decent, we gotta be like, "Oh, this shit's the best, man. We can hang with white people. We can do this, we can do that." We should come into the game already being like, "We're either superior or we're equal to you."
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like we're looking up at them, trying to climb that mountain because the motherfuckers are throwing wrenches and shit. And you know what I'm saying, like made a mud, you know, caused a mudslide to push us down to where we are.
Yeah,
yeah, well, man.
I'm happy for Jordan Peele anyway. You know, just because, you know, forget the nomination, I could really care less about that.
But they need that white validation, ST. They need that validation from Whitey. That's why.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, shouts out to him for, you know, being able to step out there and, you know, make a movie like that, you know, because otherwise, you know, probably wouldn't be able to. If he thought about what people, you know,
thought of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he cared about what people thought of him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he's taken quite a bit of backlash from that.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has.
You know, you know, just him being able to do that, I think that's great. So, you know, whatever comes of it, if he doesn't, you know, win and act, if he doesn't win one, then, you know, that's all right. If he does, then, you know, stupendous. You know, keep it coming. You know, don't relax on your laurels. Like, come back and hit him with something else.
Yeah, same thing with Kobe Bryant's little animated short got nominated for an Oscar. They're talking about he should have been nominated because of the rape charge in 2003. Let people live, man.
They gonna hold that over him until he dies.
Just like OJ, just like whenever everybody black, if anybody black does anything like literally heinous,
yeah,
they hold it over their head forever. Just somebody that's not a person of color, it's like, "Oh, he needs a second chance. Stop being so hard on him."
Well, you know,
I'm gonna say
it again. You know, Eddie Griffin said it best. You know, black entertainers never leave the game clean.
They don't.
It's just part of the game. But that's all right.
I wonder what that nigga doing.
I guess he doing pretty well. He was at the Def Jam celebration not too long ago.
Okay, because he was funny as hell, man. I liked Eddie Griffin.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
And his show wasn't bad either. It wasn't that bad. The one where wasn't he working for like a pickup truck company or some bullshit?
I can't remember.
Sorry, Eddie. We tried, my nigga.
That was back in the '90s, man.
Hell yeah, that shit was a long time ago, man.
But yeah, he's had, you know, several movies, you know, a TV show here or there.
Yeah.
You know, he's done well for himself. I'm sure he's still, you know, keeping himself up. Hopefully he's, you know, been responsible with his money. I'm sure, you know, hopefully he's, you know, learned how to, you know, make his money work for him. But yeah.
Oh, there's some news that just popped up.
What's that?
Tesla just said they will not pay Elon Musk until the company's worth $650 billion.
Dang.
And it's only worth $60 billion right now. It's a 10-year plan. He's already almost a billionaire already, so he doesn't need the money.
Yeah, he don't. Yeah, but I'm sure he's worth more than that.
Hell yeah, but they said they're not gonna. He on a 10-year plan, and if they don't reach a valuation of $650 billion in 10 years, he will not get paid, and they will fire him.
Dang,
they ain't got 10 years.
Yeah,
hey, that's all right.
He can make that happen real quick.
Cause they're about to really, when these lower line Teslas come out, that's gonna be a couple billion right there.
Yeah,
because a lot of people want to buy them.
Oh yeah,
I'm looking into it. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, me too. Yeah, I'm sick of spending money on gas.
Hell yeah, nigga. So I'm definitely looking into that bitch. Just buy one of them little hubs for the house, nigga. Yeah. be a darn daddy. Hell yeah, man. But let's go ahead and get to this motherfucking topic. Dude, we got a good one for you. We continue from last week. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
All right, y'all. We hit y'all with the first part of Let's Be Honest. Now, yeah. ST, hit it with the second part of our maybe three-part topic.
Yeah, it is. So, in continuation from last week, you know, this is part two of three. And, you know, we were talking about preparing to self-assess. Mm-hmm. And now this week, we're actually performing the self-assessment. Point number one is write things down. You know, putting something in words helps you to be specific.
That's crucial, man. I hate to stop ST, but man, that's extremely crucial, man. Y'all, people don't understand, like, you'll have a great idea, but you won't write it down and you'll forget that shit, man. Especially when you're self-assessing yourself, write down your flaws.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you might forget them or your ego might make you forget them. Yeah. So write that shit down, man. If you procrastinate a lot, write that shit down. If you look at too much porn, write that shit down. All right, man, just literally, like, write down your flaws. Nothing wrong with that. And if you want to, keep it in your iPhone, and there's a way you can lock your notes so nobody can see it but yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even if somebody does get your phone and does get to a notepad, they can't see it unless they, you know, have your face ID or your password.
Yeah. You can write whatever you feel comfortable. You know, it can, you know, be lists of things. It can be notes, cartoons, you know, little drawings, or maybe even maps. You know, if you're not a writer, you know, just consider talking it into a tape recorder or some kind of recording on your iPhone or something like that. Yep. You know, recording your thoughts some other way. Point number two, be specific and complete. Instead of vague, broad assessments, come up with specific strengths and areas for improvement. This will help you when the time comes to take action. Don't just focus on areas for improvement. Focus on strengths and skills as well. For example, instead of noting that you're too shy, you can say, I would like to be more assertive to get my point across in meetings at work when I feel strongly about something.
Yeah. So use this as a self-affirmation to just be like, hey, these are things I need to work on daily. Look at those notes daily and be like, yeah. What do I need to do as a person or a human being to get past this character flaw that I have that I developed when I was a child or I developed when I was, you know, a preteen? Because usually they say you pretty much, you know, you're going to be who you are once you're a teenager. Like your teenage years from there, whatever character flaws you have or strengths you have, all you're going to do is either you're going to build on those or your flaws are going to just get worse.
Yeah.
After your teenage years. And I somewhat believe that, man, because some habits are hard to break the older you get, but they can be broken.
Yeah, they can.
But you have to put in effort. It's like a job once you get to a certain age.
Yeah, as they say, you know, a habit can be developed in 30 days.
Really can, man.
So
it can be changed.
Yeah. And, you know, it's actually kind of funny, man. Like, this next part is actually like doing a SWOT. A SWOT analysis is basically like, you know, when you're, I guess, doing something for a business, but you start with your strengths. Like, what are you good at? Like, what do you have a passion for doing? What do others compliment you on or, you know, tell you that you're good at? Once you have these things listed, think about how you can make them even better or use them to your advantage. Just take 10 minutes and complete the following sentence as many different ways you can. One of my strengths is that blank.
And then some people will sit there and be like, well, how do I find out what my strengths are?
Yeah.
How you find out what your strengths are is just pretty much just to, like ST said, like pretty much write down self-assess and say, hey, what are you good at? Even if it's like mental, just be like, hey, I'm a fast learner or I'm a good listener. Those are strengths, even though they might not seem strengths to you. It's like, oh, this ain't shit. Anybody can do that.
Yeah, that's they not, don't, that's they not, don't that's jump
not,
out.
Yeah, that's not true, though. A lot of people are not good listeners. Yeah, man, a lot of people don't have good memories. They can't put stuff to memory. They can't remember shit. So you definitely need, like myself. So just even the small things can grow into bigger elements of your strength, if you kind of get what I'm saying. Yeah. So even no matter how minuscule it is, if you think it's a strength, write this shit down. Because just because you think it's not, you think it's like minimal to you, somebody wish they fucking had that. Somebody wish they had that strength that you have. You don't understand, man.
Yeah.
It's crucial.
Yeah. Point number four, list your areas for improvement. What do you dislike? What doesn't work too well for you? Focusing on areas for improvement can put things into perspective. Once you have listed them, you can choose whether to try to improve upon these areas or let them go. All you have to do is take another 10 minutes and complete the following sentence as many different ways as you can. Things don't work well when blank.
Yeah. And you're like, things don't work well when I open up the browser and go straight to Facebook.
Yeah.
Or Pornhub.
Yeah.
RedTube. I'm just playing. But I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know one of my flaws back in the day, which is time management. I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I had bad time management skills back in the day. I remember sometimes I would wake up and be like, hey, man, I got a lot of shit done. I'm going to get a lot of shit done today. And while I'm doing other things, I'm like, man, once I'm done with this, I'm going to get shit done. Yeah. And I'm going to be real with you. The main time I have some of my greatest ideas, and I think I'm going to get shit done, is when I'm working out. Because I be so pumped when I'm working out, saying, hey, because my endorphins are going. It's like, hey, man, after I finish this workout, I'm about to go home. I'll do this, 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 and this. And then when I get home, I just be like, man, I either be on the computer, or I'll be playing a video game, or I'll be fucking around. So what I did was, I wrote on my whiteboard in my room. I was just like, hey, this is what I'm going to do every day. These are the books I'm going to read every day of the week. And this is how much time I'm going to have allotted out for them.
Yep.
And I set myself to that schedule. Now I have better time management skills. So you can use that as an example.
Yeah. All right. Point number five, write down your opportunities. These could be based on how you use your strengths or improve yourself. At a personal level, an opportunity isn't just the potential to make money. Rather, it's the opportunity might satisfy your own needs to help you improve yourself. For example, learning an instrument might not provide you financial opportunity, but the satisfaction of learning to play could be opportunity enough.
Yeah, so just everything doesn't have to be for monetary gain.
Yep.
Not everything, but, you know.
Yeah.
Some things need to be for, you know, just emotional and spiritual gain as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because if your core, if your soul and your core is not stable, nothing in your life will ever be stable.
Oh,
there's always going to be chaos going around you. It's like, man, why is everything so fucked up around me? Because, you know, your inner peace, you know, you don't have any kind of inner peace.
Yeah.
So it all starts at home, man. You got to take care of home. So if you take care of home, everything else around you is going to come into place. That's why most people's lives are fucked up, is because your soul is fucked up, or your way of thinking is fucked up.
Yeah.
And all it does, just like we always say, man, negative thoughts, negative energy brings negativity right back to you. That's all it is, man. That shit's real, man. At first, when I was younger, I was like, man, that don't mean shit, man. I could be negative all the time, and, you know, good shit can still happen to me. It can to a certain degree, but if you're totally negative, negative shit will just find you.
Oh yeah,
it will seek you out. Trust me, like a heat-seeking missile.
We say it all the time. What you put out in the universe is what you get back.
Exactly, man. If you ain't gonna do shit, like, shit's not gonna just pop up. I'm a man. Like, if you want to be successful, just sitting around saying I'm gonna be successful ain't gonna get you shit.
Yeah,
you're gonna be sitting there every year saying, "Hey, I'm gonna be successful," and if you're not putting in the work, you ain't going nowhere. Nobody's gonna give you a fucking handout, man. I'm gonna let y'all know that now.
Talking.
Yeah, that's it, man. He's just yapping. That's all people do.
Yeah,
man. So that's what pretty much almost more than half of the planet does every single day. It's just yap. That's all they fucking do is, I'm gonna do this while somebody grinding and getting shit done.
Yeah.
And then you hating on their ass because they done made it, because they put in the time.
Yeah. Point number six, list the factors that undermine your success. Like, this is where you have to determine, you know, what could derail your opportunities? What could derail your hopes or derail your success? Identifying these factors will make you more aware and make them less threatening. So, you know, some risks are beyond our control.
Yeah.
But many can be lessened or anticipated.
Yeah, like for an example, man, if you have a significant other that you're just dating and not married to, is always sucking up your time. Like, they're constantly, they'll call you and be like, hey, what you doing? It's like, oh, man, I'm trying to, you know, get my little startup off the ground. It's like, no, fuck that. Let's go ahead and go to this movie or something. He's like, oh, okay, yeah. Because, you know, you're about to get something at the end of the night. Then after a while, you know, you be with them for a while. They just keep taking you away from doing something that's going to benefit you in the long run.
Yeah.
You got to cut their ass off, man.
Yeah.
You got to cut them off, man. Even though, you know, it'll be easy access to some chooch. You got to let that shit go, fellas. I'm telling you, man. That's why some dudes be keeping hoes around just because it's easy access to it.
Yeah.
You gotta let some shit go. It's not worth it, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not worth it. Everything glitter ain't gold. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. So even if it's family members, man, you have to kind of like wean them off. Even if you love them to death, you have to wean them off, man. You only got one life to live, man. You gotta live it to the fullest, dude. I'm telling you. We say this shit every week like a broken record, but we really mean this shit, man. You don't know how much time you have.
Nope. Finally, perform a verbal self-assessment. And you can do this, I guess two ways. You can either go into the bathroom or a bedroom or whatever.
Or you can use your smartphone and do like the selfie cam.
Yeah. Anything that you like, find a mirror, or like you said, on your iPhone and your selfie cam, or you can go into the kitchen or the living room and place an empty chair across from you and just imagine yourself sitting in that chair. What you want to do then is say out loud all of the things that you are withholding from yourself. These can be both positive things about yourself or negative things. If you feel more comfortable talking to someone else, you can imagine them sitting in the chair. You may even want to contact the person and tell them the things you said for real. But, you know, you got to watch that, though, because you got to make sure that the person that you elicit to help you is actually for you.
Yeah, man. Watch that shit, man.
Yeah, be careful, because that can backfire. Make sure that the person that you help, that's helping you, is actually, you know, wants to see you succeed.
Hell yeah, because you tell them what you want to do in the future and how you feel inadequate. Like, you are. They just reaffirming this shit and it make you feel worse, man. So watch that shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Because family could be the biggest of enemies, dude.
Yeah.
They could be a huge enemy, man.
Yeah.
Man, dude. So definitely watch that.
That's it. You know, performing the self-assessment, you know, again, like we said last week, all you got to do is, you know, just try.
That's it, man. Now, it's that simple. A lot of people don't understand how simple that is, man. Just trying is
half the battle.
It really is, man. A lot of people understand that jump. It really is.
Yeah.
If you want to become a better person, you want to succeed, it'll show in your actions.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you just be in the same little rut you're in now, man. And we do these things because we want to see people be better and live to their potential. Because there's so many people that have died.
Yeah.
And not live up to their great potential, dude.
Yeah.
Because you know what'd be crazy is like right before you die, you look at yourself in a different light of being like, hey, this is what you would have been if you would have lived to your potential. Some people be crying, and some people be like, man, this is bullshit, dude. So you definitely need to get it together and just try, man. Like we said, go out there and seek failure. What's wrong with seeking failure? There's nothing wrong with going there and seeking failure, man. Not whatsoever, man. But go ahead and take us on home, HT.
All right, y'all. Like always, we appreciate y'all letting us into your earbuds, into your homes, into your cars, into your jobs, man, your headphones. We appreciate y'all so much. We love y'all to death. Well, we love y'all to life.
Yeah.
Man, we just want to thank y'all for, you know, sticking with us thus far, man. We've come a long way from episode number one.
Oh yeah, real quick, man. Like I was just sitting up chilling. I was like, man, we've done 75 episodes. I was like, wow.
Yeah, man.
So I'm proud of you, ST, man. I'm glad on this little journey that we're taking, man. It's never gonna stop, y'all. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm gonna get your royalties. I'm taking it all. The puffy method, nigga. But yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
Dancing on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
But like always, man, we just trying to bring y'all that heat every week, give y'all that weekly wisdom, like only we can do. And we appreciate y'all tuning in every week, just to sit back and just laugh and, get some good advice on some things that you may not even thought about before, or maybe just some affirmation on some things that you've been thinking about for a long time. Hey, don't be afraid to hit us up at the blank canvas. ECST@gmail.com. Hit us up if you got questions, you need advice, anything like that. Cause if I don't have the answer, or if EC don't have the answer, we'll definitely, there's nothing
wrong.
We'll
Google that shit.
Yeah. We're going to find out for you. Yeah. And, cause that's what this is about, man. We are family. We all here to help each other. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We tired of this, this selfish game. We tired of like everybody just being for themselves. Cause that's not how the world's supposed to work.
Nah, man.
So, you don't get anything, being like that. So, I for one am definitely trying to shape up myself, because, sometimes I get into my little thing and I just be about myself, and that's not right. So, hey, we making it happen this year. This year is, a year of action. We doing things, like we said, we got apparel coming pretty soon.
Yeah, watch out for that, man. It's going down.
You said what, middle of the next month, you said?
Middle of next month, man. Y'all look out for it, man. Right around the time Black Panther come out. So maybe y'all like, after Black Panther's done, maybe like when you go on to your second or third screening, if I had a shirt on.
I was about to say, hopefully you can walk off in the movie with that bitch on.
Yeah, hopefully. Hey, man, shit. Got to push the shit up, though. Hey, yeah. ST7 Marks for us. Let's go ahead and get it then. Shit. Man, this shit happen, man.
Yeah, but, like and subscribe. Hit us up. Tell us
what you love about the show. Somebody please rate us on iTunes. Please.
Yes. Tell us what you love about the show. Tell us what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows. All of that, hit us up on everything, whatever. Just to, tell us how you feel. Remember that ignorance is not handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must be the light. So be the light, y'all. Man, that's two great episodes in a row, man.
I know, man. It's gonna be a trifecta next week, man.
Oh yeah. We got it. We got it coming.
Oh yeah. Y'all stay blessed, man. Fuck the Patriots.
All right, y'all. So, episode number 76. We're going to see y'all next week.
Peace, y'all. Peace and love.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.